אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met on the sidelines of a gathering of NATO defense ministers in Brussels on Thursday and discussed expanding bilateral Israel-US cooperation against Iran. Washington is closing in on an interim nuclear deal with Tehran that would aim to reduce the risk of military confrontation in the Middle East, efforts said to have Israel's approval. Gallant and Austin agreed to work together to address the wide range of threats posed by Iran, including Iran's nuclear program, destabilizing regional activities, and the proliferation of uncrewed aerial systems and other lethal assistance to the Middle East and to Russia. Israel's ambassador to the United States, Michael Herzog, said that Israel has some flexibility with the Biden administration's effort to broker an interim agreement with Iran, and explained diplomacy isn't necessarily a bad thing. This was in response to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's saying on Tuesday that Israel would not see itself bound by any agreement Washington might reach with Iran over its nuclear program. Netanyahu was speaking at the start of a meeting of the Knesset Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee. Yesh Atid MK Karin Elhara was elected 58-56 to the Judicial Selections Committee on Wednesday, meaning that at least four coalition members broke ranks to vote for her. The only other name on the ballot, Likud's Tali Gottlieb, was defeated soundly after she refused to pull her maverick candidacy. Ahead of the vote, the opposition Yisrael Beiteinu party said it would back Gottlieb's candidacy in a move seemingly aimed at further destabilizing the coalition. The results were an embarrassment for the Prime Minister. The one immediate ramification was that opposition leader Yair Lapid and Benny Gantz said that the day's events, which included Netanyahu trying to delay the vote for a month, showed he could not be trusted, and announced that they would stay away from the judicial overhaul talks hosted by President Yitzhak Herzog until the panel convenes. Lapid and Gantz said they would not agree to negotiate so long as the committee remains unable to convene and carry out its duties. The panel cannot meet until a second lawmaker representative is chosen, and even then Likud's Yariv Levine, who as justice minister chairs the committee, is reported to be threatening to block it from convening so long as his demands for radical changes to the process and curbing the court's powers are not met. A second, separate election will be conducted within 30 days to choose the second lawmaker to the committee, likely Otzma Yehudit's MK Yitzhak Kreuzer. According to both Yesh Atid and Hamachaneh HaMamlachti, Netanyahu made explicit promises to President Herzog that the Judicial Selection Committee would be convened in its current format with an opposition representative. His attempts to delay the vote showed that he could not be trusted to keep his word. Members of the ruling coalition traded accusations on Wednesday night after the vote. Likud MK Moshe Sadeh said it was clear that the defectors were members of his own party. Miki Zohar called the coalition members who supported Elhara traitors. Opposition leader Yair Lapid on Tuesday testified for the second consecutive day in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial over his ties to Hollywood billionaire Arnon Milchan, who allegedly plied Netanyahu with gifts in exchange for having his interests advanced. Lapid was called as a witness to speak about his time as finance minister in 2013 to 2014. When he was approached by both Netanyahu and Milchan about the idea of extending the duration of tax relief given to returning Israelis who've lived abroad from 10 years to 20. During Monday's session, attorney Amit Haddad sought to portray Lapid and Milchan as close friends while attempting to dent the Yesh Atid leader's credibility as a witness. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last Sunday confirmed his intention to involve the Shin Bet in the fight against the wave of violent crime in the Arab community, despite objections from the security services chief and the attorney general. At the conclusion of a meeting with top police and Shin Bet officials, Netanyahu instructed authorities to prepare for the security agency to become involved. National Security Advisor Tsachi Hanegbi was tasked with presenting recommendations to tackle the issues this week. Last Sunday, the tally of violent killings in the Arab community since the beginning of 2023 reached 102, following the death of Wafet Kashkush, a 28-year-old student from Kalatsawe who was shot in the street, and 49-year-old Ashraf Karib, who was shot inside a home in Jaljulia. This time last year, the number of Arabs killed in suspected murders was 35, one-third the current tally. There have been 29 non-Arab Israeli citizens and residents, Jewish and non-Jewish, killed in homicides in that time span. This time last year, there were only 18 such killings, meaning there's been a 61% increase this year. The most recent victim was 21-year-old Osha Ghazi from Eilat, who was stabbed inside his car in what appears to have been an ambush orchestrated by criminals. Arabs are murdered in Israel at 12 times the rate Jews are per capita. The majority of Arab murders go unsolved. According to police statistics published on Monday, 75% of suspected murders committed in the Jewish community between January 22 and April 23 were solved, in contrast to 19% of Arab suspected murders during that time span. Starting on July 10th, immigrants who gain their Israeli citizenship through the law of return will have to prove that their center of life is here before receiving their passports, ending the practice of passport on arrival. Following a multi-hour filibuster, the Knesset passed a law this week that ends a legislative agreement the government made with Yisrael Beiteinu in 2017 to allow immediate passports for new citizens who immigrate to Israel by claiming legally recognized Jewish heritage. The Interior Ministry-sponsored change will reinstate a one-year residency requirement before a passport can be issued. A letter written by Avital Greenberg, President of the European Union of Jewish Students, Joel Rosen, President of the Union of Jewish Students in the UK and Ireland, and Alyssa Foster, President of the Australasian Union of Jewish Students, condemning Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Shikli, was delivered ahead of his speech at an event organised by the American Jewish Committee. The statement said Shikli had denigrated Reform Jews, referencing an interview the minister gave last year when he said members of the denomination are going back to their roots in Germany of anti-Zionism and anti-nationalism. The students wrote, "We cannot normalize extremist views. At a time when Jews in the diaspora face rising anti-Semitism, it's unconscionable for anyone who professes to be a Jewish leader to incite hatred towards other Jews." Consumer prices in Israel in May rose by 0.2%, just over half the rate that was forecast, according to figures issued by the Central Bureau of Statistics, easing pressure on the Bank of Israel to hike interest rates again in July. The main result brings annual inflation over the past 12 months to 4.6%, after hovering around 5% for more than 6 months. The target range is 1 to 3%. In May, increases were seen in the cost of fresh fruits, culture and entertainment and housing. These were offset by price declines for fresh vegetables, furniture and home equipment, and clothing and footwear. Visitors to Jerusalem's Biblical Zoo and the Israel Aquarium were evacuated on Thursday as a large forest fire raged on the outskirts of the city. At least 10 firefighting teams and 4 aircraft worked to quell the blaze. And Israel's national under-20 soccer team clinched third place in the Youth World Cup tournament last Sunday, ending its unprecedented run in the global competition with a 3-1 win against South Korea. And the national team beat Belarus 2-1 in a qualification game on Friday. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.